In this bulletin, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese attends the 47th ASEAN summit. RSF forces claim they've captured the Sudanese army's El Fasher headquarters. And in sport, Samoa books their spot in Rugby League's Pacific Cup final. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm T. Mitchell. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says jobs and security within Australia will be his key focus at the ASEAN summit. Mr. Albanese is in Malaysia's capital, Kuala Lumpur, for the annual meeting with other global leaders from the United States, South Korea, Canada, Brazil and South Africa.
We are now in the fastest growing region of the world in human history. What that represents is opportunities for economic growth in Australia, creation of jobs in Australia, as well as a more peaceful and secure region. And that certainly is my priority over coming days in meetings I'll have here in Malaysia and then following that in APEC, which is of course an Australian creation when it meets in Korea.
President Donald Trump says he is confident of negotiating a deal with President Xi Jinping. The two are expected to meet next week after top economic officials from both countries concluded 2 days of discussions to de-escalate a trade war. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Trade Representative Jamison Greer met Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng and top trade negotiator Li Changgang on the sidelines of the ASEAN summit in Kuala Lumpur. Mr. Bessent says it has been productive.
And we covered a wide range of issues, and I think we've reached a substantial framework for the two leaders who will meet in Korea next Thursday. So, on the table, the president had given me maximum leverage when he threatened 100% tariffs if the Chinese imposed their rare earth global export controls. So I think we have averted that, so that the tariffs will be averted.
This is the fifth round of in-person discussions since May. Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces, or RSF, say they've captured the army headquarters in the city of El Fasher, which is the Sudanese army's last stronghold in the Darfur region in the west of the country. The RSF has posted a video they say shows soldiers cheering in front of the army's 6th Infantry base, but the Sudanese army has not given a statement on its current position. The city's capture would be a significant political victory for the RSF and could hasten a physical split of the country by enabling the paramilitary group to consolidate control over the vast Darfur region, which it claims as the base for a parallel government established this year.
I seek refuge in God from Satan, the accursed. Today is a historic day. Today we raise the flag of freedom. We've done the salute, sir. Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo.
Suspects in the brazen daylight heist of some of France's crown jewels from the Louvre have been arrested. Le Parisien newspaper, which first broke the story, reports that two men in their 30s were arrested in Paris on Saturday evening. They were known to French police and one of the suspects was about to depart for Algeria. Thieves made off with 8 precious stones worth an estimated $157 million from the Louvre's collection on October 19, exposing security lapses as they broke into the world's most visited museum, using a crane to smash an upstairs window during opening hours. A written statement from Paris prosecutor Laure Bocquier confirmed the arrests.
One of the men arrested was preparing to leave the country from Charles de Gaulle Airport. I deeply deplore the hasty disclosure of this information by informed individuals without consideration for the investigation. This revelation can only hinder the investigative efforts of the 100 or so mobilized investigators, both in the search for the stolen jewelry and for all the perpetrators. It is too early to provide any specific details.
Back home now, when the federal government is consulting on possible updates to Australia's copyright laws, but they say this will not include a text and data mining exception. Such an exception has been called for by those within the tech sector to support economic innovation and attract foreign investment. A statement from Attorney General Michelle Rowland says AI presents significant opportunities for Australia and the economy, but it's important for Australian creatives to benefit too. She says a reference group will meet over the next few days to discuss ways to encourage fair and legal avenues for copyright material in AI. To sport now, and the genius of Samoa second rower Jeremiah Nanai has launched his side into Rugby League's Pacific Cup final in a controversial 34-6 win over Tonga after Lightning stopped play for 95 minutes. The crowd of over 44,000 in Brisbane was the biggest in Australia for a test not involving the Kangaroos since 50,000 watched a World Cup clash between France and Great Britain at the SCG in 1957. Thunder and lightning near the stadium took the players off the field 20 minutes into the second half, with Samoa leading 16-0 and hail swept across the ground. Junior Paolo says the team made the most of the situation.
I thought a crucial moment there was during the period of the rain and the hailstorm. I think it was down to how do we stay composed and where do we go from there? And I thought Ramy was a big driving factor in that, in nailing our role and what we had to do when we got out there.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm T. Mitchell.